It's 8 o'clock. This is Morning Ireland with Gavin Jennings and Mary Wilson. The news in detail with Brian Jennings.
Gardaí in Dublin have begun a murder investigation following the stabbing of a teenager in the city last night. A 16-year-old boy sustained fatal injuries following a row on East Road and East Wall. Two other teenagers were also injured and are being treated in hospital. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
Gardaí were called to an incident at 20 past nine last night on East Road in East Wall in Dublin after a passerby reported a violent attack on the street. A row appears to have broken out between a group of teenage boys and girls and another group which may have included some adults. During the row, a 16-year-old boy was stabbed. He was treated by paramedics at the scene, but his injuries proved fatal and he was later pronounced dead at the Mater Hospital. Two other teenagers were also injured, one of them seriously. Both are being treated in hospital. The scene on East Road has been preserved and Gardaí in Store Street have begun a murder inquiry. Detectives are still trying to establish precisely what happened and why and are working to identify all those who were at the scene. They have also appealed for witnesses or anyone with information, dash cam footage or mobile phone footage to contact them at Store Street Garda Station. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, Dublin.
The number of patients in hospital with confirmed COVID-19 reduced again last night, according to the latest figures from the HSE. There are 1,689 patients with the virus in hospital, down 134 compared with the same time yesterday. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers.
Coronavirus continues to have a severe impact on the hospital system. However, last night, the number of patients with COVID-19 in hospital reduced by 134 to 1,689, according to figures from the HSE. Of these patients, 215 are in intensive care units. Overall, around the country, there are 26 adult intensive care beds free. 12 hospitals are listed as having no ICU beds available. Last night, the number of daily cases in the community reported by health officials fell below 1,000 for the first time since Christmas Eve. However, Ireland's death toll from the disease passed 3,000.
HSE figures obtained by RT's Prime Time show a surge in the numbers of people contracting COVID-19 while in hospital. More than 800 people contracted the virus in hospital in the last month alone. In 2020, the HSE says 967 people had caught the virus in hospital settings. The HSE's National Lead for Healthcare-Associated Infection, Professor Michael Cormican, expressed his concern at the situation, but said hospitals are doing everything to keep people as safe as possible. The pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca will hold its third meeting with the European Commission and EU member states today, as the fallout over the shortfall of vaccine supplies continues. Last night, the chief executive of AstraZeneca strongly defended the company's handling of vaccine production, denying it had diverted supplies away from the EU to other clients such as the UK. Pascal Soirieu said the UK had ordered its vaccine supplies 3 months ahead of the EU. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
Pascal Soirieu, the head of AstraZeneca, said heard his defence in a long interview conducted with the German newspaper Die Welt and the Italian paper La Repubblica. He said the shortfall in supplies for EU member states, thought to be in the region of 60%, had been caused by problems in scaling up huge volumes of the ingredients needed to produce vaccines. These problems had been ironed out in the UK because it had struck its contract with AstraZeneca 3 months ahead of the EU, and that was because the UK had already been working in tandem with the company's partners at Oxford University. He denied that Europe was being shortchanged and that supplies were instead diverted to the UK. Doses produced in the UK would go under contract to the UK first, he said. It remains to be seen if member states will buy this defence. They are furious at the shortfall in doses. Pascal Soirieu insisted the contract signed with the European Commission only committed AstraZeneca to using its best efforts to meet delivery targets. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
Tributes have been paid to the soprano Cara O'Sullivan, who has died at the age of 59. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin said he was deeply saddened at the news and that Cork was very proud of her legacy. Our arts and media correspondent, Sinead Crowley.
Tributes came from the world of music and beyond last evening when the death of Cara O'Sullivan was announced. Born in Cork, she initially trained at the Cork School of Music and went on to sing in opera houses and concert halls all over the world, but her base was always in her native city. She was known as a very versatile singer, adored by audiences and loved and respected by her fellow musicians. Cara O'Sullivan was diagnosed with early onset dementia in 2018. After she retired from public life, several tribute concerts were held in her honour and she received the inaugural Cork Cultural Award in 2019. Irish National Opera described her as one of Ireland's greatest operatic talents, and chair of Cork Opera House Tim Healy said she was a wonderful person with an amazing talent, while Taoiseach Micheál Martin said he was deeply saddened to hear of the death of a woman with a beautiful voice and the warmest personality.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with SuperValu. Get thousands of really low prices in the SuperValu range, available in-store and online. Believe in low prices.
Generally cloudy and misty this morning with patchy drizzle and fog. Rain will develop in the southwest, extending northeast across the country this afternoon and evening. The rain will be heavy and possibly thundery at times, leading to spot flooding. Highest temperatures 6 to 11 degrees.